Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Meredith.
Yes?
What is the filthiest part of your bathroom?
It's got to be the toilet, right? That's because where all the, you know, the stuff, the doo-doo goes.
Okay.
That's where it goes.
I always thought it would be like the handle on the faucet to turn it on, because that's pre-hand wash. So, like, you know.
I see where you're going.
What about the handle on the toilet?
Well, I usually use like a paper towel or a piece of toilet paper.
Do you?
At your house?
At your house?
Always.
Really?
Yeah.
But your house is supposed to be...
You don't even trust your own house?
Nah. Man. I trust nothing.
That's kind of weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, so when you flush after you do your duties...
Anywhere.
Okay, so even if you flush if you're standing, you still use paper and flush the toilet.
It's just a habit.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's not the answer, but man, that's telling. That's okay. The filthiest part of your bathroom is actually where you hang your towels.
What?
Hang your towels?
Yeah, researchers use color-changing swabs to measure bacteria levels in different spots in random bathrooms. They did 2,000 bathrooms. They found that 60% of the towel rails were deemed dirty as compared to 10% of toilets.
Wow.
You clean toilets.
Yes.
They flush.
Right.
And also you scrub.
Right.
And you
Lysol
do all
light.
That. Yeah. You clean the toilet because you think it's dirty.
Yeah.
How many times do you run up under those towel rails that you hang your towels on?
Never.
And they get wet and whatever.
Yeah.
And
so
kinds of stuff.
What does that say about your towels?
That says that your towels are nasty.
Yeah, but how long do you use the same towel before washing it?
Like twice.
What, I mean, twice?
No, mine's more than twice.
I mean, you use it twice a day. Like the face towel?
No.
And the big shower towel?
Yeah, the booty towel.
Like twice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
twice. That's it.
How many times?
But Dobby House is hard to live in. We gotta use the toilet paper.
How many times do y'all use it?
Like the big body towel?
Yeah.
Oh man, that thing.
I'm washing it after probably 5 days.
About a week.
Oh, that thing is like damp. It doesn't even get dry at
no,
that
it dries.
Point.
Yeah, it dries. It's 100%
dry. I hang it up to dry.
Nah.
Do you just throw yours on the floor? How is yours not dry?
No, I get a new one after a couple uses.
Oh, you must not do the laundry. The person that does the laundry,
towels,
you know,
right. The towels are the easy one. I try not to do
that. That's because it's big to fold, so that's why you do that. You see that?
This, no, 5 times seems like a lot.
Five showers?
Yeah, like
how's that big deal?
Yeah. Hey,
I'm clean when I get out.
Well, you know, and I thought about that. I was like, when you have your shower towel and I hang it up on the shower.
Yeah.
And I have hand towels. Mm. Like, so if you wash your hands, use the hand towel.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters wash their hands and immediately go to my big towel.
I hate that.
To dry their hands
off. I hate
that. And I'm like, yo, what are you doing? And she had a nerve, my oldest had a nerve, tell me, Daddy, my hands are clean. I just washed my hands.
Uh-huh.
Which is a valid point.
It is.
That's not a valid point.
It is. So then what's your beef?
Because you're taking your hands and whatever dripped dirt and stuff that you just washed and wiping it on my towel that I use for the body.
But they're clean hands.
But you're trusting that the kid washed their hands right as well.
I just don't think that. All right, so when is a towel dirty?
I don't know. I thought it was. What do you mean when it's? I'm out of the shower. I know for a fact my body is clean after a shower. So then it just dries. So I'm thinking like. After 4 or 5, I mean, mine is after 5 days.
Yeah,
definitely switching it out.
Five days really feels like you're stretching it.
A shower once a day? How is that?
That feels like that's too long.
You're only using it 5 times.
That's a lot.
Do you know how much laundry I already do with 4 people in my house?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
I think 3 is stretching it.
What?
3 uses? Yeah.
Bro, like, come on, dog. I know you nice, nasty, but that don't make sense right there.
If you're in a hotel
and
you have, there's plenty of towels and you're not even thinking about washing them, how many times do you use the same towel?
Oh, I use the same one.
The whole stay?
I mean, how long am I staying? I mean, like when I was in L.A., I used like because they don't come in and clean your rooms anymore because of COVID.
Yeah.
So your tile is your tile. Now you have like 4 or 5 different tiles down there, big ones.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But I'm not trying to stack up a whole bunch of used tiles. Oh, yeah. I'll use like the one.
We different.
I use the one.
Oh, we different.
And I got a face tile and I got a body tile.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I'm using.
I run through towels at a hotel.
Really?
Run through them. Oh yeah, and I need more. Yeah.
Well, you actually, you know, when you were gone, Orlando. No, Davi admitted something to me about how he stays in hotels and about towels.
Because
we were talking about what brand to buy. And he was like, I don't have to buy towels. Why don't you have to buy
them?
Why don't you have to buy towels, Davi?
Because you swoop the towels.
Okay. It's built in the price of the room.
It's not built into the price of the room. They put that on your bill afterwards. They put that on your credit card.
No, no, no.
He said all of his towels
most
at his house.
Okay. I would say the vast majority.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. We're a criminal front of the That's terrible.
You don't take hotel towels?
No.
Take hotel towels. What the hell I want to take towels
it's
for?
It's built into the price.
Brother, you know how much time, you know how much room my pants take to fold over? Right. I ain't got room in my bag for towels. if I put shoes and a pair of jeans in there, I can't get towels in there.
I always leave with a towel or two.
Every time?
Crazy. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, don't let me go on a cruise.
Oh, my God. Oh, you towels. Coming back off the boat.
Oh,
fact.
Yeah.
You know how many people have used those towels, and now you're taking those towels, and you're talking, and we're gross.
Yeah, for real. Them. That's kind
of
nasty.
You wash them.
Yeah, but we're gross.
First of all, they're stolen. Secondly, very close second is they use.
They're all used.
Like, that's nasty.
Other people's bodies have been all, and their junk
imagine,
have been all
imagine
over the
Imagine going in somebody's house and taking their dirty towels and washing them and then putting them in your cupboard.
You
would be
did.
Like, nah.
So, okay, you stay at a hotel. Those sheets are used. People have slept in there thousands
of
times.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, but I'm not taking them home.
What difference does it make?
I have my own. My own sheets.
Yeah, I
thought this was standard practice.
Standard practice. Though I'm sure some people will agree with you.
Are your beach towels stolen?
How long do you use the towel is going to be the question of the day right now. Hold on. Dude, this is crazy because the texts are flying in. 888-429-0941. Oh, yeah. These people are thinking Davi is crazy.
Yeah, pretty much. Out of the 727, I'm with Davi. I paid for those towels. You hold an extra $100 while I'm on vacation. I'm taking a damn towel.
Okay, but wait a minute, though. Like, they put it on your bill. It's not like you get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Your bill shows up, and you got, like, if you stole something and they figured out, they put that on your bill.
Towels are hard to keep track of. So sometimes you can even hit the lady, the cleaning lady, and when she's got the little cart, she got a cart full of them. Like, hey, let me get 2 more, 3 more. You know, I got to get extra.
And he puts them in his bag.
Off the books.
So why don't you just steal it from the cart when you're walking by?
I do.
They have cameras in the hallway.
But they go to my, you know, they don't know what you do. Man,
they
I don't want to say too much.
Are. Like, I mean,
they're not counting towels.
But they're looking at the Latino guy that is walking down the hall who reaches onto the cart and grabs
and
some.
And took them to the room because I needed them for my family.
For your big family, obviously. We got a text out of the 813. I love your show, man. I'm cracking up right now. I work at a jail. Now I know why these inmates walk up to me and ask for a different towel every day. They got that Davi mindset. They bougie.
For real. That's bougie. Mother of five better grab your towel and use it till I do the laundry next.
That's what I'm saying. Thank
That's
you.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
All right, Davi has made my day, has me laughing. I go through washcloths out of the 813. Ain't no way I'm reusing them washcloths. I remember conversation Orlando said when him and Kaz were in college, they had half the time they didn't use the washcloths and just used the bars. So I did.
Oh my
gosh. I've never just used the bar. I've never done
that. Are you sharing a bar of soap with another?
I mean, now, back in the day, when I was a kid, me and my sisters used to share a bar. And honestly, I would tell you this because they were older than me. So if a hair was on the soap, I would grab the soap with toilet paper and scrape the soap on the bottom of the soap dish. So I would take off that part of the soap because I'm like, ew! I was so freaked out as a kid. I stopped sharing.
The hair's the worst part on that.
Yeah, that's just
disgusting.
Oh my God, it was so disgusting. I didn't have hair on my body. I was a kid. I was like, where are these hairs?
What is this?
What is this? What is this? All right, we got calls 888-429-0941. How long can you use the towel? Ashley is on the phone. Ashley, tell us how long you using that big body towel.
I I get a new towel every time I take a shower.
Every time?
That's a lot.
Every time.
Why?
I don't know. I just think about it being, like, wet and hanging and, like, bacteria. My husband, he'll use it, like, 4 times, but I get a new towel every time.
Damn.
And we have 4 kids, so I do a lot of laundry.
You do.
That's what
lot.
I'm saying. Now, you ain't never leaving the laundry room. That's insane. Mother's Day, right. You better get tightened up for real. For real. All right, thanks, Ashley. Eric is on the phone. Eric, how many times?
Yo, so I wash mine every week. So I put on a new fresh towel on Sunday. By Saturday night, that thing's in the wash to get, you know, get reused.
That's most of America, I would assume.
Dobby's eyes are wide right now when you said that. What's the problem?
Week. That's a whole week. That's the whole work week. You work, Eric?
All right, so let me explain. Number one, I don't got the water mill to be washing laundry every other day or every 2 days. And number two, it's my body. Like, it's one thing if I'm reusing, like, Dobby hotel towels that I'm getting hired from all over the world and using rub all over their body. Like, that's just gross. Every hotel you go to from now on, they will be watching you like a hawk.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. When you look at your credit card bill, you're going to see so many itemizations. They're going to be like, towel.
Yeah, I'm for real. He's going to get hit with one of them joints. You're going to have to look at that, for real. But a whole week. Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it. You know what?
You're judging us.
That's what America does. Like, wait, Push is on the phone. Hey, Push.
What's happening?
How many towels you using in a week?
I use actually one, simply because I'm a truck driver. But I got a confession. I done took so many towels from, like, the Loves, Petro, the TAs. You know, I keep them in my truck, and then I take them home, and I wash them, so...
So you're stealing towels.
So you're stealing towels too.
Yeah, I steal towels. I ain't gonna lie.
Why not? What is wrong with you guys?
What do you mean, why not? I think they paying attention to that, dog.
Hey, man, don't say nothing, but I'm just saying. But I'm a truck driver, so I got to keep it in rotation too, you know, because, like, when you be over that road,
you got to have some just in there on the fly.
I know what you need for Christmas.
Yeah, for real. Somebody need to get you a Bed Bath & Beyond card, dog. You need to pull that truck up to Bed Bath & Beyond and get you some towels. Appreciate it, man. This is crazy.
Do you think towels are expensive?
Right, they're really not.
They're not, though. They're not that expensive.
Except when you move into a new place. When I moved into a new place and I was at Bed Bath & Beyond and I took a picture of them towels, mm-hmm. and people were like, yo, you just spent $400 on towels. Ooh. And I'm like, because I had to get some for my daughter's bathroom and blah, blah. So when you're buying all that in bulk,
and
it's a lot.
It's just him.
And they were good towels, too. You know, so that's what I'm saying. I got good, thick towels. Like, bro.
You can go to Costco and get a lot of mine.
4 days, 5 days. Rough.
Yeah, you got stolen hand-me-down towels. Like, I got really, really good thick towels that, honestly, I'm 4 days top.
You need the big, huge, thick ones. And they sell them. You can get them for the low, like,
you know
$6
at
Costco,
Sam's
Club.
You know who has the best towels? Carnival Cruise. They got those big blue ones.
I'm done with you, dog.
They say Carnival on top of them.
They actually say Carnival?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So anybody who stays at your house is like, you stole these towels because they all say Carnival on these.
Really?
888-429-0941. The number is the highest that we got so far is a Sunday wash and then a new towel on Saturday night. And Dobby is blown. All right, so wait, we got more coming up. Domo. We got so many texts talking about Dobby's so weird, he won't even touch his own toilet handle. Like, I mean, for real. Like, it's like he live in the gas station. He got stolen towels and won't touch his own toilet handle. Like, I don't know if y'all missed that part, but Dobby flushes his own toilet at his house with toilet paper in his hand to make sure he don't touch his own handle.
Yeah.
Is that meaning you don't trust your girl?
No, it means that every
time... You don't trust whoever cleans
it. I don't trust a toilet handle, point blank, period.
It's just any metal. Of them. Clean it.
A freshly cleaned one. I'm just going to... The toilet paper's right there. You might as well just tear off a piece and use that. I've always done that since the gym.
Well, if your mama saw you do that at her house, she might slap you. Like, well, what is wrong with you? My cleaning is official. Wow. All right, we got... LeBron? Mm-hmm. Your name is LeBron? All right. What's up? The GOAT is on the phone.
Yeah, what they do, man. This is not rich LeBron.
This is not rich LeBron. All right. So wait, now it says steals next to LeBron. Now I know that ain't NBA steals. You taking towels?
Man, I'm taking me some. I ain't taking no towels, man. But I'm gonna tell you what I'm taking. You know those little soft little blankets that be up under the other blanket?
Oh, the little like second layer.
Yeah, it's like real soft, man. You can't beat it, man. It's like having mink at the house. I got to have it every time.
So you got a bunch of those at the house?
Man, I got a couple of them. I got a few of them. And I'm trying to get some more.
He's plotting. Wow.
You feel right at home at this show because Davi makes you feel right at home. Y'all some stealing asses. I just want you to know.
That's all right. It's on the bill. We're going to tally it up.
Yeah. All right, bro. I appreciate you, man.
I told you. They work it into the price of the room.
They don't work it into the price of the room. I know we got managers that are listening like, that's not true.
That's called
it's
shortage.
So not true. Yeah.
That's called
we got to go buy some more.
Right. Exactly. We got a text out of the 813. I dated a girl one time where she would take a shower, come out of the shower, first use my towel. Then when she would come out instead of getting a new towel, she would use the towel I dried off with. We had to have a conversation about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to share towels. I definitely don't want to share towels. But I will say, like I told you, I think it's disrespectful. Like Vincent just wrote, Orlando, your daughter is making sense. Her hands are clean when she wipes your towel. I'm like, nah, I think you should respect the towel.
It's your towel.
Right. Like, you know, I've had to set up different rules for them now. And I'm like, all right, look, this is how we do it. This is where you go get your towels.
Is that a little whatever. OCD-ish about
it's
you?
It's not OCD-ish. I'm just saying, like, you got to know who better to teach you than your parents?
Yeah.
So, but you don't go throw your hands on somebody else's towel when they got all these other towels up here for
right.
you.
So they're expected to use that towel for multiple days. And then when that towel is done, they throw that in the wash and get a new one?
No, I got hand towels. Right. Hanging up for you to when you wash your hand, use that because then when Rosa comes, she'll take them and wash those and replace them.
Bum.
So I'm like, yo, use that because there's a purpose for that.
It's a hand
towel. Don't just
towel.
Come over here to the one that I'm hanging up over here to dry because I used it, and you just throwing your mitts up on the joint like that. You no, that's nasty.
Davi, someone texted, do you use your foot ever to flush the toilet at your own house?
No, you might as well. Don't want to touch it. It's nasty.
If I had the little, you know, the little stick that came out like they do, I would. But no, I don't.
Yeah, that's weird, dog.
Is it?
Yeah. Because it's your house. Your house is clean.
This is, I'm looking at Davi totally differently.
Like, for instance, if you drop something on the floor or on the table while you're eating at a restaurant, you're going to sit that to the side because you're like, this is on the public floor.
Right.
But if you drop it on your own at the house.
We talking about the floor or the table?
The table.
Okay.
You drop it on the table, you probably gonna eat that thing.
If it was on my table, absolutely.
Yeah, like shrimp if pop off, off my your plate.
Yeah. On the plate, yeah.
But on the restaurant table, you wouldn't.
Right.
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 Same way on the restaurant bathroom, you're gonna use the towel, but on yours that you know is clean and ain't nobody not even half the people
but,
that use
but
your bathroom.
We continue to learn about like all the things that are dirty. Like nobody knew that the towel rack was filthy and things like that. So I just feel like it's one of those better safe than sorry type things. Why not? It takes half a second.
Dobby's using a little towel on his toilet at his house, but he's not wearing a mask around the building.
Right, yeah. Yeah. He don't want a mask, but he don't want to touch his own toilet thing. That's crazy.
Is that funny?
It's a little funny.
Dobby, you original. You are a one of one. I just want to let you know. You and LeBron.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.